bird note. From house wrens to wild turkeys, birds of all sizes like to scrub themselves clean using dirt? Call it what you will. Dirt bathing, dust bathing, or dusting. It's part of a bird's self-care routine, especially during summer. Birds may take a dirt bath alone, in pairs, or in a flock, and they'll chase away other birds from their favorite patch. Typically, a bird shuffles its feet to scrape a depression in the ground. Sitting on its belly with feathers ruffled, it flicks dirt onto its body. Now, a nice rub of the neck in the dust, and then a good shimmy gets rid of it all. Individuals may peck at the dirt to loosen it before or during the bath, which could last anywhere from a few seconds to several minutes. Experiments showed that frolicking in the dirt is good for a bird's plumage. When access to dirt was cut off for the northern bobwhite, oil started building up on its feathers. After Japanese quails dusted for about 2 weeks, they had less dandruff. In other words, dirt is like shampoo for birds. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hey there, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and to you, the loyal listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Consider this a 2-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. So much music to cram into this 2-hour mixtape. Coming up in the first hour alone, I've got music on the way from Saint Etienne, Alison Goldfrapp, Or the Molecule, Naked Roommate, Automatic, Delta 5, Courtney Barnett, Wet Leg, Margot Price. But we are going to kick off the full 2 hours with brand new music from Nico Case, the honey-voiced alternative country chanteuse Nico Case. She delivered us her 9th album back in September. The album is called Neon Gray, Midnight Green. For this album, Nico Case boldly takes the wheel on an elaborately executed album that she wrote, produced, and recorded at her own studio. Nico Case right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Calm down, darling, don't take me too
Thank you. called every name in the book, honey. Go on, take your best shot. Take your best shot. Take your best shot. I got my back turned, honey. Aim in my heart. Go on, take your best shot.
Nashville country artist Margo Price does have a new album out. Yes, it made the top 10 list for 2025, but I couldn't stop thinking about her last album with this new album out. The new album's phenomenal. Clearly, it made the top 10. The last album is underrated, and it's kind of made me go back and revisit that as well, and that's what we heard. Bend to the Mountain is the name of the song. It's the opening track from Margo Price's last album, Strays. In the middle, it is indie rock supergroup The New Pornographers. The song Crashiers, that comes from the band's album Together. And then starting off the full 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy, it is the voice behind The New Pornographers, Nico Case, from her 9th solo album Neon Gray Midnight Green, released just last fall. We heard the song Wreck from Nico Case. Okay. Right now, we are going to go to an artist who just announced a brand new tour. We'll get to dates and locations after the set of songs, but right now it is indie rock slacker legend Courtney Barnett here on Girly So Groovy.
I guess. just threw up in my mouth when you just tried to ask me out. Your tongue approached me, I just wanna dance with my friends.
Music to make you move. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the